We will start by reading from Exodus chapter 3.
我们今天要先来读出埃及记第三章。
Verses 1 to 12.
从第一节到十二节。
And you can see it in your bulletin, I believe.
你可以看着周报的背面。
Let's stand in honor of God's word.
让我们站立来读神的话语。
Beginning in verse 1. Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian.
摩西牧养他岳父米甸祭司叶特罗的羊群。
And he led the flock to the far side of the desert.
一日领羊群往野外去。
And came to Horeb, the mountain of God.
到了神的山，就是何烈山。
There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire from within a bush.
耶和华的使者从荆棘里火焰中向摩西显现。
Moses saw that though the bush was on fire, it did not burn up.
摩西观看，不料荆棘被火烧着，却没有烧毁。
So Moses thought, I will go over and see this strange sight.
摩西说，我要过去看这大异象。
Why the bush does not burn up?
这荆棘为何没有烧坏呢？
When the Lord saw that he had gone over to look,
耶和华见他过去要看。
God called to him from the bush, and from within the bush, Moses, Moses.
就从荆棘里呼叫说，摩西，摩西。
And Moses said, Here I am.
他说，我在这里。
Do not come any closer, God said.
神说不要近前来。
Take off your sandals, for the place where you're standing is holy ground.
当把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站之地是上帝。
Then he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
又说我是你父亲的神，是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。
At this, Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God.
摩西蒙上脸，因为怕看神。
The Lord said, I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt.
耶和华说，我的百姓在埃及所受的困苦，我实在看见了。
I have heard them crying out because of their slave drivers, and I am concerned about their suffering.
他们因受督工的辖制所发的哀声，我也听见了。
So I have come down to rescue them.
我原知道他们的痛苦，我下来是要救他们脱离埃及人的手。
Rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up to a land, into a good and spacious land.
领他们出了那地，到美好宽阔牛栏鱼蜜之地。
A land flowing with milk and honey.
牛栏鱼蜜之地。
The home of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites.
就是到迦南人、赫人、亚摩利人、比利洗人、西魏人、耶布斯人之地。
And now the cry of the Israelites has reached me.
现在以色列人的哀声达到我耳中。
And I have seen the way the Egyptians are oppressing them.
我也看见埃及人怎样欺压他们。
So now go.
故此我要打发你去。
I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people out of the land of Egypt.
见法老，使你可以将我的百姓以色列人从埃及领出来。
But Moses said, Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?
摩西对神说，我是什么人，竟能去见法老，将以色列人从埃及领出来呢？
And God said, I will be with you.
神说，我必与你同在。
And that is a promise we have.
这是我们从神领受的应许。
You may be seated.
请坐。
Moses led an exciting life.
摩西他的生命生活是很精彩的。
He would face the most powerful king of the greatest nation in all the earth.
他要面对全地上最有能力的一个王。
And even the great Pharaoh, considered a god and worshipped by his people, was no match for Moses.
那即使是这一个让他的子民看成是神一样敬拜的埃及王，跟摩西来比都比不上。
Who can forget the Cecil B. DeMille depiction of the Red Sea parting, making the way for the children of Israel to escape from Egypt?
谁能够忘记有人这样子来描述红海分开，让神的子民走过去呢？
And all the Egyptian soldiers perishing as the walls of water crashed in upon them.
而所有的埃及军兵却在返回来淹没的水当中死亡了。
Moses was an awesome, charismatic leader.
摩西他是一个很棒并且有个人魅力的一个领袖。
But it took a while for him to get there.
但是他达到这样的境界是有一段很长的时间的。
Moses had an inauspicious beginning.
摩西他的生命的开始是一个不祥的开始。
So we see Moses in the bulrushes.
所以我们看见摩西在荆棘中。
Moses was born condemned to death.
摩西一出生就命定要死亡。
Pharaoh had decreed that all the Jewish male babies were to be killed at birth.
因为法老王发了一个命令，要杀死所有刚出生的犹太希伯来男婴。
Can you imagine?
你可以想象吗？
Especially you moms that are here.
特别是我们当中做母亲的。
The fear and dread of knowing that your baby boy was to be taken from your arms and slaughtered at birth.
那种知道你的儿子一出生就要从你的怀中被抢走。
The Jewish expectant mothers would be hiding their pregnancy.
所以那时候的犹太妇女，她们怀孕的时候都会尽量来掩盖她们怀孕的样子。
And they would do anything they could to give birth in private, away from the Egyptian authorities.
她们会想尽各样的办法，能够隐秘的来生产，不让埃及的官员知道。
We know the story well.
我们都很熟悉这些故事。
Moses and the bulrushes, the reeds.
摩西他在芦苇当中。
And as an aside,
现在有一段插话。
You are doing a good work. You are doing God's work.
我们都做得很好，我们都在做神的工作。
As you teach your children the Bible stories and Bible truth.
因为我们都在教孩子关于圣经的故事，圣经的真理。
In Sunday school and other ways in the church.
我们可能是在主日学或是在教会其他的聚会当中这样子来教导孩子。
We live in a generation of virtual biblical illiteracy.
我们现在其实是活在一个对圣经知识一无所知的一个时代。
Fewer and fewer children in our communities know about Moses, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
在我们社区里面的孩子越来越少有人能够知道关于摩西、亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各。
The Good Samaritan, the Beatitudes.
或是好像玛利亚人及巴弗这样的故事。
And we are impoverished with the lack of biblical knowledge.
我们对圣经的知识是很穷乏的。
The only golden rule that many of our young people know is the golden rule of materialism.
在我们年轻人当中，他们所知道唯一的黄金法则是唯物主义的黄金法则。
Whoever has the gold makes the rules.
有黄金的人就可以立定法则。
And there's some truth to that, I guess.
这好像是一个事实。
So Jochebed, the mother of Moses, planned to hide her baby.
所以摩西的母亲约基别，她想方设法要藏这个孩子。
It's a pretty unrealistic plan, actually.
其实她用的是一个很不实际的一个计划。
Anybody try to keep a baby quiet for 2 years?
你有试着想要让一个孩子不哭两年之久吗？
Basically, this was a plan that would not work.
所以这基本上是没有办法行得通的计划。
So Jochebed frantically wove a basket.
所以约基别他发黄似的来织一个篮子
，and smeared it with pitch on the outside，
在外面抹上了石漆和石油
，and placed Moses in the river hidden by the bulrushes，
然后把摩西放在河里面，藏在芦荻当中。
These were desperate times，
那是一个绝望的时代。
And God was at work in the life of Moses，
但是神却在摩西的生命里面工作。
Moses began his life condemned to death。
摩西他开始他的生命是一个注定要死亡的一个生命。
But God had another plan for Moses.
但是神对摩西却有另外一个计划。
For as you know, Pharaoh's daughter found Moses in the river.
因为我们都知道法老的女儿在河里面发现了摩西。
And what a cute baby he was.
她看到这是一个很可爱的宝宝。
She just had to have him.
她想说她一定要养这个孩子。
Long story short, she hired Jochebed as Moses' nurse and raised him as her own son.
我们把这个故事简短的说，这个公主呢，就请了摩西的母亲当奶母来养育这个孩子。
Moses was no longer condemned to death.
摩西现在不再注定要死亡了。
He became the grandson of the king.
他成为王的一个孙子。
And so is he Moses in the palace.
所以摩西他现在是在皇宫中了。
He would grow up privileged.
他享有这样一个特权的成长
，likely pampered or spoiled，
可能是被娇养着、被宠着
，and maybe a bit arrogant，
有可能他是有点自大
，but he knew where he came from，
但是他自己知道他是从哪里来的
，he knew his people were enslaved，
他知道他的同胞是被奴役的
，so one day he came across a Hebrew slave being beaten by an Egyptian officer，
所以有一天他遇到了他的同胞一个以色列人被埃及人。殴打
and in passionate anger struck him down and killed him.
他满腔怒火的就把这个埃及人打死了。
Suddenly Moses was a fugitive and we see him on the run.
所以突然摩西就变成一个亡命徒了，他现在在逃亡。
I'm not sure that killing the Egyptian slave driver was God's idea.
我不确定摩西打死这个埃及督工是不是神的主意。
But as Moses lost control, God was still in control.
但是当摩西他失去控制的时候，神仍然是掌管着一切的。
And so Moses fled from Pharaoh into the land of Midian.
所以摩西从埃及法老那边逃走了，逃到了米甸地。
And we see Moses in Midian, and there he got married and settled into a growing family.
那接下来我们看到摩西在米甸这个地方呢，他就安顿下来了，成立了家室。
He had steady employment as a shepherd for his father-in-law Jethro.
他有一个稳定的工作，因为他是他岳父叶特罗，帮他看羊群的。
Moses was comfortable.
这个时候的摩西是很舒适的。
And we will use our imagination a bit.
我们可以用一点我们的想象力。
To say he had a beautiful wife.
我们可以想象他有一个漂亮的太太，有一个美好的家庭。
A good job.
有一份好的工作。
And his father-in-law was rich.
而他的岳父是很有钱的。
Jethro owned the flocks.
叶特罗他有很多的羊群。
So Moses had no financial worries.
所以摩西他没有财务上面的忧虑。
He was going to church.
他也去教会。
You see, Jethro was a priest, so I'm sure that worship was part of Moses' life.
因为他的岳父叶特罗是个祭司，所以敬拜神应该是他生命的一部分。
This was not a bad life for Moses.
这对摩西来讲是一个不错的生活。
It was certainly a long way from his early life.
当然，比起他早期的生活是不能比的。
As the grandson of Pharaoh, the godlike ruler of Egypt.
那时候他是那个像神一样的埃及王法老的孙子。
At this point, Moses is not a very important player in the world scene.
但是现在这个时候，摩西在世界舞台上并不是一个重要的角色。
Moses was just an ordinary guy with a lisp.
摩西他这个时候只是一个普通的人，并且讲话有点口齿不清。
This was far less than the opulence of Pharaoh's court, but still a privileged life.
这比起他在法老的皇宫庭院里面的生活是差很多，不过还是一个不错的生活。
Moses was comfortable.
摩西他过得很舒适。
And comfortable is nice.
舒适是很好的。
We like comfortable, don't we?
我们都很喜欢舒适的生活，不是吗？
But at the same time, there's something about comfortable, the easy life.
但是当我们讲到舒适的生活或是轻松的生活，
it sounds like something less than reality, not quite living.
这个听起来好像不太实际，但而且不是像活着一样。
As Christians,
当我们做一个基督徒，
we are not called to uninterrupted comfort.
我们并不是被呼召来过一个不受打扰的舒适的生活。
Sorry about that.
很抱歉。
Think about it.
想一想。
Even God does not have a comfortable life.
即使是神，他也不过着舒适的生活。
I'm thinking God could take it easy.
我觉得神是可以过得很轻松的。
Wind up the clock of the universe.
把宇宙的时钟转紧。
Let the cosmos run on its own.
让宇宙自己运行。
Relax, sleep in.
然后他就放松睡觉。
Spend time making cosmological watercolors all over the infinity of space and time.
然后在这个无限的时间和空间里面去画他的宇宙水彩画。
Just relaxing.
就只是放松。
He's been busy, you know.
因为他很忙的，你知道的。
To speak this way humanizes God far too much because God is infinite and transcendent.
但是当我们这样形容神的时候，好像把他太过人性化了，因为神是无限的，是超越的。
But this infinite God is profoundly personal at the same time.
但是这个无限的神，他也是一个非常个人的神。
You see, God cares about people.
你看见神顾念人。
He cares about you.
他顾念着你。
And just as he looked down from heaven and saw the suffering of his people in Egypt,
就好像他从天上往下看，看见在埃及受苦的那些子民。
He looks down into your pain, your discomfort, your fear and failure.
他也在上面看下来，看见你的痛苦，看见你的惧怕，看见你的失败。
And he cares about that.
他关心这一切。
He shares your pain.
他对你的痛苦感同身受。
God does not desert you in your pain. He is there with you.
在你受苦的时候，神并没有离弃你，他是与你同在的。
God suffers as well.
神他自己也受苦。
And so God was at work in all the circumstances of Moses' life.
所以神在摩西各样的环境里面工作着。
He saved his life as an infant.
他在他当婴孩的时候拯救了他的性命。
Placed him in the very courtyard of the king's palace.
把他放在王的皇宫庭院里。
But now that Moses was humbled as a common shepherd.
但是现在摩西就好像是一个很普通的牧羊人这样的谦卑。
He was now in the place where God could use him.
他现在正处在一个位置是神可以用他的地方。
But no more Moses had his doubts.
但是摩西也有他的疑问。
And his excuses. He had his excuses as well. Excuses.
他也有一些借口。
That's not in the script.
这个不在里面。
Life is not always smooth, is it?
生活不总是一帆风顺，不是吗？
The message this morning is that in all things, God is at work.
今天早上的信息是神在凡事上面都在工作。
In the good times and the bad.
不管是好的时间或是不好的时间。
God is at work.
神都在工作。
When you are persecuted.
当你被逼迫的时候。
God is at work and He protects you.
神也在工作，他保护你。
In times when you fail God.
当你亏欠神的时候。
God is at work.
神也在工作。
And although you don't lose control like Moses striking down the Egyptian official,
可能你并不会像摩西一样失去控制，打死的一个埃及官员。
Not that I know of, anyway.
不像说我知道有人会这样做。
How often do you take things in your own hands and just bungle things up?
但是多少时候我们都喜欢用自己的方法来处理事情，然后再把事情搞砸。
So even when Moses was not fully following God,
所以其实摩西并没有完全的跟随神。
God had a plan for him.
神对他有一个计划。
God was at work.
神在工作。
And now we see Moses on the far side of the desert.
现在我们看见摩西在旷野的远处。
God was about to call Moses out of his comfort zone.
神要呼召摩西脱离他舒适的生活。
We tend to live in our comfort zone, don't we?
我们都喜欢活在一个舒适区里。
Your comfort zone is everything you can do without the help from God or anyone else.
你的舒适区就是那个地方，你可以自己控制做任何事情，不需要神或是别人的帮助。
It has been said that 90% of what happens in the church can happen without the Holy Spirit, without God's help.
有人这样说，在教会里面有90%可以做成的事情，是不需要圣灵或是神的帮助就可以做成了。
I'm not sure where that statistic came from.
我不太确定这样的统计数据是从哪里来。
But there is so much work that can be done in the church on our own strength.
但的确在教会里面有很多事情是我们靠着自己的能力就可以完成的。
God calls us out of our comfort zone.
但是神却呼召我们要脱离我们的舒适区。
So that we can live a life far beyond our own ability as we share the resources of God.
让我们活在一个超过我们能力范围能够及的地方，那个时候我们可以来分享神的资源。
God spoke to Moses in a strange, unmistakable way.
神用一种很奇怪但是却没有失误的方法对摩西说话。
Moses was about to be snatched out of his comfort zone.
摩西就要被拿出来脱离他那个舒适区。
Because God had a mission for Moses.
因为神对摩西有一个使命。
Moses had come a long way.
摩西走了一段很长的路。
He left Egypt.
他离开埃及。
He crossed the desert around the Red Sea.
他跨越了红海周围的沙漠。
Making his way across the Sinai Peninsula.
他穿越了西乃半岛。
Into the land of Midian.
来到了米甸地。
From there he went to the far side of the wilderness.
从那里他进到了旷野的一个远处。
He was 1,000,000 miles from doing battle with the great Pharaoh.
他那个地方是100万英里之远，离他要跟法老征战的地方那么远。
But Moses in his humility,
但是摩西这时候他谦卑
and Moses in his isolation,
摩西这时候他是被隔离的
came to the mountain of God.
他来到了神的山
and there he met God in the most unusual way.
而在那里他用一种很不寻常的方式遇见了神
For Moses came across a bush that was burning.
因为摩西他遇见了一个在燃烧的荆棘
which was unusual enough.
这个是已经够不寻常了。
But this bush came with an angel.
然后在这个荆棘中还有神的使者。
Moses' first thought was like, well, he'd been out in the heat too long.
摩西一开始他可能会想说，我大概是在外面太久了，太热了。
He was just seeing things.
他看到这个奇怪的事情。
The isolation was getting to him.
他已经被隔离到好像神志不清了。
But he was drawn to this bush because as it burned, it was not consumed.
但是他却被吸引来靠近这个荆棘，因为这个荆棘被燃烧，可是却没有被烧毁。
It was on fire, but fresh and green.
它是着火的，可是它仍然是很翠绿的。
So Moses, more than curious, said to himself.
所以摩西非常的好奇，他就对他自己说
：“I've got to see what this is all about.
我一定要来看这个大异象。”
Moses was comfortable.
摩西他那个时候是很舒适的。
But his life would never be the same.
但是他的生命将会完全的被改变。
God spoke to him from a burning bush.
神透过一个燃烧的荆棘对他说话。
In this we see how God works.
在这里我们看见神怎么样在工作。
What is more common than a bush?
有什么比 荆棘更普通的东西呢？
The voice of God came all the way down to earth seeking out Moses.
神的话从天上来到地上来寻找摩西。
As the chosen leader and the rescuer of the people of God.
拣选他成为能够拯救他子民的领袖。
God is out to seek and to save that which is lost.
神他一直在寻找失丧灵魂的人。
I come from a Wesleyan tradition.
我是来自卫理公会的传统。
And I'm not sure if this term is uniquely Wesleyan.
我不太确定这个是不是一个独特的卫斯理的术语。
But my theology speaks of what we call prevenient grace.
但是我的神学思想是这样子，是恩典在先。
This is grace that comes before.
恩典先来临。
For when we were lost.
因为当我们还失丧的时候。
And when we were still sinners.
当我们还是罪人的时候。
God is a God who is searching for us.
神是那位来寻找我们的神。
He desires to have a relationship with us.
他希望我们能够跟他有一个关系。
Salvation is His initiative.
救恩是从他主动起始的。
He is the good shepherd who, when one sheep is lost from the fold, seeks after the lost sheep.
神是一位好牧人，当有一只羊从羊群当中迷失了，他就去寻找那只迷失的羊。
Let's stand up together.
让我们一起站立。
Greet the one behind you.
跟你后面的人问好。
Shake your head a little bit.
甩一甩你的手。
Take a deep breath.
深呼吸。
Anyone need a drink?
有人需要水吗？
Okay, now you're a little bit more awake.
请坐，现在你可能是比较清醒了。
Sorry, it's my fault.
对不起，这是我的错。
You see, God speaks to his people in unusual ways.
我们在这里看到神用很不寻常的方式。
If you're not listening to him, you better watch out.
神用不寻常的方式对人说话，所以你没有注意听的时候，你就要小心了。
He loves you so much, he wants to speak to you.
你可能会错失神要给你讲的话了。
So we hear the voice of God coming from the burning bush that was not consumed.
所以这里神的声音从那个被燃烧却没有被烧毁的荆棘当中出来。
And we hear the voice of God calling out, Moses, Moses.
我们听到神的声音来呼叫，摩西，摩西。
Our God is an awesome God.
我们神是一位可畏的神。
But we see here that God is a personal God as well.
但是我们看到我们神是一个有个人关系的神。
And just as he spoke to Moses personally, he speaks to us personally.
就如同他亲自的对摩西说话一样，他也亲自的对我们说话。
Most of you have come to hear the voice of God calling you to repentance, forgiveness, and new life in Christ.
我想我们当中有很多人听到神的声音呼召我们来悔改。来接受赦免，来过一个在基督里的新生活。
And we need to be listening for the voice of God in our lives as we continue to live for Him.
当我们要继续为神而活的时候，我们要继续来听神的话。
Once we are saved, God still speaks to us.
在我们得救之后，神仍然继续的在对我们说话。
Here God speaks to Moses personally.
这里神亲自的对摩西说话。
But this miraculous appearance is not merely a condescension of God.
但是这个神迹式的显现并不单单只是神的一个屈尊服救。
For Moses soon found out that this bush was not just a cool trick for his entertainment.
因为摩西很快的就发现这个燃烧的荆棘并不是一个为了娱乐他的一个特技。
God quickly establishes his authority and holiness.
神很快的建立他自己的主权跟他的圣洁。
Do not come any closer, God said.
神跟他说，不要再近前来。
Take off your sandals, for the place you are standing is holy ground.
把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站之地是圣洁的。
God is a God of grace who comes seeking after us individually.
神是一位恩典的神，他个别的来寻找我们每一个人。
Wanting us to live in relationship with Him.
他希望我们能够跟他建立一个个人的关系。
But He does not come to us as a salesman.
但是他并不是像一个销售员一样的来找我们
，seeking to manipulate us and convince us to buy what he is selling，
要说服我们、操纵我们来购买他的产品。
Moses was standing before the God of the universe，
神摩西站在一个宇宙的神面前
，and he hid his face，
然后他就蒙上他自己的脸。
It was a miraculous, fearful time，
那是一个神迹般的、令人可畏的时刻。
And God calls out to Moses personally, calling him by name.
神亲自的叫着摩西他的名字。
And Moses, not knowing what else to say, I suppose.
我想摩西在那个时候他不知道要讲什么。
Said, "Here I am."
所以他就说我在这里。
That was one of those duh moments.
那就好像一个你不知道怎么样回应的这边的时间。
Because God knew that Moses was there.
因为神知道摩西在那里。
I'm thinking right about now Moses was getting a hint that his comfort zone was history.
我想这个时候摩西他已经意识到了他的那种舒适的生活将会成为历史。
A thing of the past.
将会过去了。
He wasn't sure what all this meant.
他不太确定这一切代表什么。
But the message of God would become crystal clear as Moses was called to respond to God's voice.
可是当摩西被呼召来回应神的声音的时候，神的信息就会越来越清楚，好像水晶一般的清晰。
You see, when God speaks to you,
你看到神会跟我们讲话的。
He expects an answer.
然后他也期待我们的回答。
God spoke to Moses firstly by speaking of those things he knew already all too well.
神一开始对摩西说话是告诉他一些他本来就知道很熟悉的事情。
For God spoke to Moses about seeing the misery of his people in his Egypt.
因为神告诉摩西，他看见了他的子民在埃及所受的困苦。
How he had heard their crime because of their slave drivers.
他听见他们因为埃及奴工的辖制而发的哀声。
He was concerned about their suffering.
他知道他们的痛苦。
And God said, "I have come to bring them up out of the land."
所以神说，我下来是要带领他们离开那个地方。
Into a good and spacious land.
进入一个宽阔美好之地。
A land flowing with milk and honey.
是一个流奶与蜜之地。
The home of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, Jebusites. You should see how that looks in voice recognition software.
那就是迦南人、赫人、亚摩利人、比利洗人、西威人、耶布斯人之地。我是用那个声音辨识的软体来查询。
There are parasites, and I'm not sure what else it was. There was a lot of different things.
我都不知道这些地方是在哪里。
God said, "I have come to rescue the people from the Egyptian tyrants."
神说：“我下来要来拯救以色列民脱离那个埃及暴君之手。”
I'm sure this is good news for Moses.
我相信这对摩西是个好消息。
At this point, I'm sure he would love Pharaoh to be put in his place.
我相信这个时候摩西他很希望埃及法老能够站在他的位置上。
And for the people of Israel to be free to live and worship.
然后释放以色列子民，自由去敬拜神。
And I'm just as sure that Moses was not ready.
我也很确定摩西在那个时候并还没有预备好。
For the next part of God's plan.
对神为他计划的下一步摩西可能还没有预备好。
I am sending you.
神说我要打发你去。
Moses started off saying, "Here I am."
摩西一开始说我在这里。
But he quickly transitioned to, "Who am I?"
然后很快他就转到说我是什么人。
Who am I to bring the Israelites out of Egypt?
我是什么人可以把以色列民带离埃及。
And Moses had excuse after excuse.
然后摩西就一个接着一个的借口用出来了。
But that's another sermon.
但是那是另外一个讲道。
I normally preach one at a time.
通常我一个讲道只讲一个信息。
Who am I, Moses asked.
摩西问，我是什么人？
And God's answer is, "I will be with you."
而神的回答是，我必与你同在。
I've asked the same question.
我也问过同一个问题。
I'm the son of a pastor.
我是一个牧师的儿子。
So I was not planning to be a pastor.
所以我并不打算要做一个牧师。
I was not that kind of person.
我不是那种类型的人。
It wasn't my favorite thing to stand in front of people.
站在人面前不是我喜欢做的事。
There were others who could do that so much better than I.
有很多人可以做得比我更好。
But there were some burning bush moments.
但是有一些这样燃烧荆棘的时刻。
Which initiated and confirmed God's call over the years.
这些时刻在过去的几年都印证了神对我的呼召。
Much of this account is in my book.
有很多这样的记载都在我的书里面。
But I'll try to summarize God's confirmation over the years.
但是我现在要简述过去年间神对我的一个呼召。
Early in my college years,
在我大学的头几年
I came to a place of personal faith in Christ.
我自己建立了跟神的关系，接受耶稣基督。
But any thoughts of being an upfront preacher were they were not on the back burner.
但是要做牧师这样的想法是完全没有的。
They were not even in the kitchen.
一点影子都没有。
I would tell God I was not a good candidate as a pastor.
我告诉神，我不是做牧师的一个好候选人。
Others have so much more ability.
有很多人比我更有能力。
But without going into too much detail,
这里我不多说。
In my high school years,
在我高中的时候
I heard the worst preacher I ever heard in my life to this very day.
我听过一个我一生中一直到今天都没有听过很差的一个讲员。
His sermon was terrible.
这个传道人他讲的讲道是很差的，很糟糕。
Disjointed.
不连贯。
And even as a teenager, I was shaking my head.
其实那时候我是一个青少年，我听了都要摇摇我的头。
This same terrible preacher gave an invitation for people to come to Christ.
这个同一个讲道很糟糕的传道人，他邀请大家来到基督的面前。
And dozens of people came forward to accept Christ into their life.
然后却有数十个人就出来，来接受耶稣基督进入他们的生命。
So a number of years later.
所以几年之后。
When I told God I was not good enough to be a preacher in front of people.
当我告诉神，我并不是一个可以站在人面前的一个好牧师。
God said, "Do you remember that guy?"
神跟我说，你还记得那个人吗？
And I said back to God, "I know I can do that bad."
我就对神说，我知道我可以做到那么差。
Those are literally the words that I said.
这个真的就是我对神说的话。
I became involved with ministry at Campus Crusade for Christ.
我后来参与了校园传道员的事工。
Going into the college campuses of Boston.
我去到波士顿各大学的校园。
Harvard, BU, Northeastern, and talking to students about Jesus.
去到哈佛大学、东北大学，还有波士顿大学，跟那些学生们讲关于耶稣的事。
And I was fearful.
那个时候我是害怕的。
And the voice of God, I could almost hear the words said to me, "Stop being self-conscious. I want you to be God-conscious and other-conscious."
然后那个时候神的声音临到我，我真的是可以听到神对我说：“你不要再用自我意识去思想，你要以神、以他人来着想。”
And I chose to love the unsaved enough to put aside my fears.
因此我就选择来爱那些还没有得救的人，到一个地步，我可以把我自己的惧怕放在旁边。
And there was great freedom.
然后那时候我就完全被释放了。
My best friend in high school.
我在高中有一个最好的朋友。
His name was Danny.
他叫做丹尼。
Was arrested for drug dealing.
他因为毒品交易被拘捕。
He came to Christ and began to tell his friends about Jesus.
他后来认识了耶稣基督，他就开始对他的朋友传讲耶稣。
So Danny and I and a few others.
所以丹尼和我还有一些其他的人。
Started a downtown coffee house in Lowell, Massachusetts.
我们在麻省一个洛威市。的市区开了一家咖啡屋。
1971，
在一九七一年。
In the first few years of this ministry, hundreds of young people.
在这个事工的头几年，有数百个年轻人。
Mostly from the drug culture.
这些年轻人都是有吸毒背景的。
Came to faith in Christ.
他们来认识了耶稣基督。
And their lives were changed.
他们接受耶稣基督之后，他们的生命被改变了。
And an old traditional Nazarene church was changed.
然后有一个老的传统的拿撒勒教会也被改变了。
As these new hippies attended church faithfully every week.
因为这一些所谓的嬉皮，他们每个礼拜都很忠心的去到教会聚会。
And I became so wrapped up in ministry, I could hardly imagine doing anything else.
那时候我在这个侍奉当中忙到一地步，我都没有时间去想做其他任何事。
This was a burning bush where God spoke words of confirmation to me.
这就是一个神对我讲话，给我印证的一个燃烧的荆棘的地方。
Following college, I was drafted into the U.S. military.
在大学毕业之后，我被征召要进入美国的军队。
I had received my induction notice.
我收到一个通知。
Induction is not in the script either. I had received my notice to go into the army.
我收到一个通知要进入军队。
I was to appear in the bus station at 6 in the morning.
我应该是要去一个车站那边报到。
On such and such a date.
在某一日。
I went into Boston to meet with a burly crew cut major.
我去波士顿找一个魁梧的平头少校。
Who said there was nothing he could do? I was in the army.
他跟我说，他没有办法做什么事情，你就是要进入军队。
But God said.
但是神却对我说。
I was hoping it was God's voice.
我希望那是神的声音。
Go to seminary anyways.
神却叫我就是去读神学。
I drove out to Kansas City, Missouri.
我开车开去密苏里州的堪萨斯城。
With $200 in my pocket,
带着口袋里的两百块
got an apartment, bought my books, and started seminary.
租了公寓，买了书，然后就开始我神学院的课程。
By all indications, I should have been back on the East Coast.
一切的迹象都显明我是应该要回到东岸。
Clarify my status.
去澄清我的身份。
It was the night before I was supposed to be in the bus station, headed for basic training.
就在我应该是要去车站报到接受训练的前一个晚上。
I called home.
我打电话回家。
And the deferment had arrived in the mail at my home that very day.
然后就在那同一天，有一封缓期征召的信就寄到我的家中。
I don't recommend that.
我并没有建议大家这样子做。
But I somehow knew that God was speaking.
但是我好像就感觉神有在对我说话。
This was a burning bush of God speaking confirmation on his call on my life.
而这个也是神在我生命当中对我呼召印证的一个燃烧的荆棘。
Working my way through seminary,
在我在神学院学习的过程中
I began theological study on the master's level as a sociology major.
我开始了硕士班的神学学习，然后我是主修社会学。
I had one Bible 101 course under my belt.
我在那个时候只修过圣经这一门课。
So those first theology classes were a real challenge.
所以一开始那些神学的课程对我来讲是很大的挑战。
There were times when I wondered if I could really pull this off.
有很多时候我都怀疑我是不是能够完成。
But God spoke to me in a verse.
但是神对我说话。
2 Corinthians 3 verse 5.
哥林多后书五章三节。
Not that we are adequate.
哥林多后书三章五节。
At considering anything is coming from ourselves.
并不是我们凭自己能承担什么事。
But our adequacy comes from God.
我们所能承担的乃是出于神。
From the New American Standard Bible.
这个是圣经里面所说的。
This was a burning bush for me.
这个对我来说就是一个燃烧的荆棘。
I didn't need to be adequate.
我并不需要凭自己而承担什么。
Because our adequacy comes from God.
因为我所能够承担的是出于神。
You'll not likely see a literal burning bush.
可能你们不会真的去看见一个燃烧的荆棘。
God does not speak or work the same way every time.
神并不是用同样一个方式来讲话，每一次都是这样。
But God's voice to you is just as personal.
但是神对你讲话的那个声音也是一样。
As when he spoke to Moses.
就好像他亲自对摩西说话一样。
He calls you to personal salvation.
他呼召你来领受这个个人的救恩。
He calls you to obedience.
他呼召你来顺从他。
Which means necessarily he calls you out of your comfort zone.
这个就是讲说神可能会呼召你来脱离你的舒适区。
God calls you and us to go out into your world to live for him, to speak for him and represent him.
神呼召你跟我脱离我们的舒适区进入这个世界来替他讲话，替他传扬他的信息，来代表他。
You may have the same reaction as Moses.
你可能会跟摩西一样有一样的反应。
Who am I that I should go?
我是什么人，我应该去呢？
And God's answer is, I will be with you.
但是神的回答会是，我必与你同在。
And that is all you need.
这是你所需要的。
For with God, all things are possible.
因为在神凡事都能。
Amen. God bless you.
Amen. 愿神祝福你们。